Yeah, so I started playing music when I was a little guy. I had a guitar when I was 3 years old. And my parents were dance teachers. So we'd always been around music listening. And it was just something that my parents wanted their kids to learn, music and dancing. Well, I was playing guitar first, and then I saw the violin being played on television. And that looked like a lot of fun. And I saw that when I was 8 years old. And I begged my parents for a violin, but they didn't get me one until I was 11. And as soon as I got a violin, I just fell in love with it and took off. And I still love it. Yeah, but at the same time, it's a lot easier to do when you're a child, learn how to play a violin, than when you're an adult. Because there's the first year or so is very frustrating, and and it would be taxing for most adults. And although I think that anybody that wants to learn music at any age should, and they can find just as much enjoyment out of it, really. No, I never played classical violin. I studied some classical guitar when I was really young, but when I took up the violin, it was traditional fiddling right from the start. You know, I'm an American music stylist, really. My playing is influenced by country and jazz and blues and modern compositional elements, but very American sounding. I use and utilize the roots music of America. I had spent 6 years very actively in the recording studios in Nashville, working firsthand with all the session players, and I thought I'd like to tell people about it. It's all touring. I quit the studio work, and I'm no longer a session musician. I quit a year and a half ago. Made a decision just to get out and start touring and do my solo shows wherever I can take it. And I've been really enjoying myself. I felt like that was long enough for a person like me to stay in the session field. And I felt like I did what I could do. You know, I didn't really have any goals left. And when you're in the arts, to not have any goals left would be a very weird feeling. And I knew I had lots of goals left musically, but not as a session player. And that's really important for an artist, I think, to be able to imagine a place to take your music and then somehow work to get there. And so I have that again, and it's been really nice for me the last year and a half. Yes, I did. I think that I like it a lot more now than I used to. When I was young, I think I didn't have as much energy for some reason. I feel very youthful, and I am. As inspired musically as I've ever been, and I feel like a teenager, and I have so much fun with the music now, where I don't think I've always had that in the past. I feel like I've really come into my own lately and felt comfortable being a violin player, and so it feels good to tour and play for a lot of people. I've always let the music be. I felt like if it was a struggle, then I wasn't doing something right. And that's when I'm at my best, when I'm almost unconscious and I'm not really thinking about it and it's just flowing out of me and there's no explanation of why or what I'm doing. And those things, you know, you can't really plan for. You prepare for yourself by physically warming up and feeling comfortable all the time. Matter of fact, when I am playing my best is when I'm not knowing how my fingers are working. They're just they're operating from another source, and I think that's partly due to being an improvisational musician right from the start. For instance, when I practice or when I warm up, it's never anything routine or anything. I'm just constantly making up note choices all the time. So by the time I play, even play a song I've played several times, it feels like a new experience. And I always want it to be a new experience. The familiar is dreaded for me. I play only because there could be a new experience waiting for me. And as soon as I feel like I can't get to another level, then that's when I've done enough in music, and I'd have to try something else. And hopefully that day will never come. I keep wanting to search.